Simba.
It is a hump day. Let's get this over.
And in the funny chair this morning, Damon Williams, good morning from Chicago.
Good morning. Never rush the hump, Sybil. Never rush the hump.
Oh, the hump is real.
Yes. How's the weather in Chicago, Damon?
It was not bad, but it's going to take a turn for the worst this weekend as far as temperatures, but it's pretty decent. We had a beautiful day yesterday.
Is that right? Did you cut the grass?
I got the leaves up, you know.
All right. Breaking leaves, are you? No.
Yeah.
Never too cold to cut the grass.
To trim never some too cold. Edges.
get that backyard done.
Yeah. You were raking leaves yesterday.
Are we still talking about yard work?
Yes, well, of course we're talking about yard work, right, Dan?
Of course. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's a family show.
Yeah. Yard work in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Before I hit the road.
And you are going to?
Richmond, Virginia, matter of fact. Funny Bone, thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm. You got to have your yard
intact
before you hit the road. That's right.
You definitely don't leave your yard raggedy when you hit the road.
Hate a raggedy yard.
That's right. All right. My man. All right. Customs dog in at Atlanta Airport on the job sees the whole pig coming through customs.
Seriously?
A cooked, already cooked whole pig. The dog sniffed it out. All the dogs. Yeah.
A dog intercepting.
Somebody tried to get a roasted pig through customs?
Yeah.
Through customs, yeah.
And they showed it all laid out, and the dog just his little head looking over as they're taking the pig away.
It didn't take a customs dog to sniff out a pig.
That's what I'm saying.
In Atlanta? Come on now.
Yeah. Customs and Border Protection canine beagle named Candy.
Looking for contraband, and they found the contraband pork.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why?
Why?
It says that the rules prohibit pork and pork products from entering the United States.
Really?
To prevent the introduction of diseases.
The traveler was coming from Bulgaria, and along with the roasted pig, they also seized fig trees, tulip bulbs, and almond seeds.
What an unlikely combination. Interesting.
But all smart if you got another suitcase full of cocaine.
And look over here. Look over
here.
Hey,
doggy.
Look at the pig.
What better way to distract the dog than a nice roasted pig?
Speaking of cocaine, Casey Anthony's former lawyer was arrested for transporting cocaine in Central America. Like he's, you know, Pablo Escobar or something. Remember Casey Anthony?
Yep.
Yeah.
The missing child that they presumed dead.
And the lawyer, she's, you know. Man, they caught him in Haiti on the plane, flying the plane with all this cocaine in it. Yeah.
And so.
Should've had a pig.
That's a good one. Yeah. If he had a pig, he probably could have thrown him off, maybe. I don't know. Charles Barkley is my new main man. Okay?
Bama?
Yes. Charles Barkley. I know he said some crazy things, and I have criticized him for the crazy things that he said, but from now on.
Until. He says something crazy again?
No. He can keep on saying something crazy.
So he donated $1 million.
He donated $1 million
to
Clark
Atlanta.
Atlanta. He's my new main man.
So I'm not saying
I can be bought.
No.
You want to get exonerated around here?
Yeah.
Why? I know yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and everybody was encouraged to be a part of the Giving Tuesday program. But did he say? I didn't see in there why it was.
Why it was Clark Atlanta?
Yeah.
I don't care. I didn't see it either. And I did wonder why Clark Atlanta.
Yeah.
But he did it.
I think it's wonderfully generous.
It is. He didn't go to Clark Atlanta. He went to Auburn.
He went to Auburn.
Yeah.
And there are no white girls there. That's the real crazy part for Charles.
There are no white girls at
now,
Clark.
Yeah.
He has also donated to Alabama A&M.
Yeah.
And he has donated
$1 million to Alabama A&M
and $1 million to Morehouse.
Yeah. Yeah, $1 million to Morehouse.
So you think he'll just make his way around the HBCU roadmap and everybody? You
if
get
he
a
doesn't
million.
Do any more, that's a, he's done a lot, Steve.
I'm not taking away from him.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how he chooses his schools.
I don't know.
But
alma mater is Auburn.
And he's giving money to Auburn.
Yeah. Alabama A&M.
And Morehouse. And now Clark Atlanta.
Yeah.
Last year.
Bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was Morehouse.
Yeah. Tornadoes in Alabama.
Speaking of Alabama, overnight.
Leaves three dead.
Mm-hmm. And this is in a mobile home early today and critically injuring four children at a daycare center. And this is Jackson County in the town in Rosalie in northeastern Alabama. So only you can probably tell us where Rosalie is.
I don't know where every country town in Alabama is. I never even heard of Rosalie. All right? Just because my people come from Annie Maney, Alabama, doesn't mean I know where Rosalie is. I get so sick of y'all.
I would think.
So wait a minute.
Yes, Annie Maney.
Annie Maney can turn his nose up at Rosalie.
I never heard of Rosalie.
Now, Annie Maney got three stoplights.
Ooh, they got another one?
That's right. Wilcox County.
Okay.
Throw it up.
Throw up the W. Can you throw up the W?
Yeah.
Dubs County.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Maney, that's where my people are from.
And as well as parts of the south of Mississippi was also damaged and some injuries in Mississippi, according to reports regarding this tornado and power outages.
And it leaves three dead.
Yeah, and four children injured in this daycare center.
And how about the wildfires in Tennessee, far from Knoxville?
This has been going on for days, and it got close to a place that a lot of people know of, known as Dollywood.
Yeah, we've been there.
Three people have been killed thus far, and evacuation of 14,000 people, thousands and thousands of people, now is the evacuation of them as a result of the wildfires. And they're calling this the largest fire in the last 100 years in the state of Tennessee.
Good news. Wow. They're expecting rain today.
As a result of the storm that went through. A lot of it has to do with the storms
from Alabama
that are going through yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand in Alabama and in other southern states, they were considering drought situations because no rain for a very long time.
Yeah, and that's probably the reason for the wildfires in Tennessee.
Yeah. A beautiful part of the country.
Dollywood.
Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, also part of those that were in the fire, wake of the fire.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we go to Dollywood one time? No, Opryland.
Yeah,
we went to Opryland.
I've not been to Dollywood.
I have not been to Dollywood either. I hear it's nice.
Yeah, it's a really great place for people. A lot of camping and a lot of family activities there.
Yeah, and a lot of Trump supporters, so I can miss that spot.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's that in that area of the country.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure.
we don't talk about politics when people are in need. We just do what we can to help these people who've gone through this, right, boys?
No, I get that. I was just talking about Dollywood. That's all. Not the other people's. I'm just thinking about where a campfire right now. They kind of bold right now.
Okay, so. All right. It is Get Well Wednesday. The doctor comes up at the top, at the bottom of the hour. And another doctor, my doctor, as a matter of fact, has a new book.
Cookbook.
He's been on, a cookbook, Eat Fat and Get Thin.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dr. Mark Hyman. He comes up this morning on the TJMS.